Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Well, Republican Congressman Jason Smith of Missouri is actively fighting to have the Sussexes formally stripped of all their royal titles. The Daily Mail obtained a copy of a letter Smith wrote to Karen Pierce, the British ambassador of the United States. As you know, the British royal family has long observed a policy of strict neutrality in regard to political matters. I am therefore concerned by the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's recent comments regarding the United States presidential election, especially given international conversations surrounding foreign interference in our elections and the Duke's status as a guest of the United States. It is my view the titles and privileges they retain by permission of Her Majesty the Queen, given with the advice and consent of her government, prevent the Duke and Duchess from separating comments made in a personal capacity from their official position within the British royal family. Therefore, by allowing the Duke and Duchess of Sussex to retain their titles and these political comments to continue, the British government is effectively condoning interference in the 2020 United States presidential election from officials at the highest level of the British establishment. Smith ended his letter by formally asking that the British ambassador take his concerns to the Queen herself and ask her to strip Harry and Meghan of all their titles, or, as you know, get them to stop talking about politics to their fans. I respectfully request the British government ensure the Duke and Duchess of Sussex no longer attempt to interfere in our election or be stripped of all titles, styles, and privileges which they currently retain. I respectfully request you convey these concerns to both Her Majesty the Queen and to Her Majesty's government. Prince Harry has a new nickname, sure to be regularly used by podcast copywriters everywhere. When Harry was on the Teenage Therapy podcast, host Gail asked the couple what they'd like to be called. Harry said he was fine with anything, and Gail chose to call him Big H. A fun spin on Meghan's short and sweet nickname for her husband, H. Well, the Big H may be returning home soon. Reports are that the palace staff have been told to ready Frogmore Cottage for the return of the Big H, but there is no mention of Meghan Markle. A source told The Sun, they are told that it could be within weeks, but Meghan's name was not mentioned. It is believed that Harry would catch up with his grandmother, the source added. There are all sorts of issues to speak about, not only his political statements, but also his visa situation in the US. Even though he would have to isolate for 2 weeks, the estate is large enough for talks in a socially distanced way. William gave a TED talk from the side of an ancient oak tree in the grounds of Windsor Castle. This oak tree is close to Windsor Castle, which has been home to my family for over 900 years. 39 monarchs have lived here and enjoyed these beautiful surroundings that make some of the oaks here almost 1,000 years old. In that time, humankind has invented air travel, vaccines, and computers. We've explored every part of the globe, sequenced the human genome, and escaped Earth's atmosphere. Our speed of innovation has been incredible, but so too is the acceleration of our impact. The global response to the COVID-19 pandemic and the funds flowing into the economic recovery demonstrate how much can be achieved when those in positions of power come together and decide to act. We built hospitals overnight, repurposed factories, poured billions into the search for a vaccine and better treatments. And we've been inspired by heroes emerging in every community across the world. Young people no longer believe that change is too difficult. They've witnessed the world turn on its head. They believe that the climate crisis and the threat to our biodiversity deserves our full attention and ambition. And they're right. So now is the time for each one of us to show leadership. Whether you're a farmer in the US, a tech owner in China, a politician in Kenya, a banker in Britain, a fisherman in the Maldives, a community leader in Brazil, or a student in India, every single one of us has a role to play in harnessing whatever opportunity we have. My thanks to someone who knows how to harness a good opportunity, John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.